This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. You have us as the number one radio show right now out of 87 other shows on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. With that said, if you'd like to be a part of the show and you want to make this your show, well, you have so far, continue on. 1-866-582-9933. Just talking about Facebook, Twitter, Google, big tech companies that are subversive to American government. Well, some of you might be saying, well, Bradley, I got a question for you. How is it that corrupt politicians and these organizations are doing what they're doing? Well, the Supreme Court removed God when they said, thou shalt not kill. They put themselves in the position of God and revised and altered what he had said into an antithetical position, in contrast, direct contrast. So when God said, thou shalt not kill, they said, no, it's a woman's choice to kill the innocent baby in the womb, because the woman didn't obey God when he said in 1 Corinthians 6:9, thou shalt not fornicate, have sex before marriage. Thou shalt not commit adultery. No, they killed the innocents. And then it's interesting how today they've been taught, these useful idiots, these women that are murdering their babies 2 and 3 at a time. That's the goal of Planned Parenthood, for those that did not know. And it's also aimed at blacks and Hispanics. But it's interesting to note, instead of actually teaching them, thou shalt not commit adultery, well, they teach them through Hollywood how to commit the crime. They go out and they commit the crime, and then they kill the fruit, because you have organizations like Planned Parenthood saying, come on over here, we'll make the taxpayers pay for it, and we will make millions and millions and millions of dollars out of it through the ignorance of the American people. And then what we'll do is we'll take those politicians that we'll put in a favorable light, and once they begin to follow them, like that of Donald Trump, then what we'll do is we'll pass bills, unthinkable bills, behind the backs of those that support their favorite politicians, like they just did on September 28th of 2018. So first, the Supreme Court says it's okay, which it's not. Okay, and then secondly, you have these politicians advocating for what they said it was okay to do, when God says, thou shalt not. Which one do you think is going to work for you in the long run, friends? What's also interesting is I highlighted the fact that big tech companies are advocating Planned Parenthood, sodomy, and other unlawful activities in the United States of America. You can go to your law books right now, and I can prove my point in every state in our union that I am telling you the truth. But with that said, Trump signs Minibus CR that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research. I want to take it a step further, and I want you to understand how they signed it into what they call law, what is not law, friends. They're using the law against the law. These are communist tactics, okay? H.R. 6157, this is the bill that President Donald Trump signed. Department of Defense and Labor. Isn't it interesting? The Department of Defense, that's the name of the bill that they signed, folks, with the reallocation of taxpayers' money to go ahead and pay for these organizations like Planned Parenthood and other organizations, friends, to keep money flowing, which is mob money. It's blood money. But the bill was signed under the Department of Defense, just like the bill that was signed last year by Donald Trump, the $1.1 trillion omnibus bill that was signed by Donald Trump. Did you know that it was signed under national security? And did you also know that the funds go literally to fund illegals in the United States of America? Their educations, their scholarships, more of Planned Parenthoods on a global scale. Right? But the Trumpites don't want to hear that, friends. So those that do want to listen to what the facts are, let's continue on. It was signed under Department of Defense and Labor. It was signed as Health and Human Services. What are they doing under this bill? They're murdering babies. It was also signed under Education Appropriations Act 2019 and Continuing Appropriations Act 2019. See what they're signing these bills under, friends? I mean, it's like Planned Parenthood. I mean, listen to the name. It's like CARE, this Muslim organization that has Hamas terror-tied links. Look at the name. Look at the acronyms, friends. Those names are meant to put you to sleep. But again, as I've shared with you a million and a half times, if you look the other direction, folks, when they call it Health and Human Services, and then they appropriate funds to kill babies, do you get the point? Are you tracking with me at this point? But this is what they're doing all day long. Now, going back to my point of Facebook, Twitter, Google, and big tech companies, they're subversive to American government. They are. They wait for the politicians to pass a, as they call them, laws, which are antithetical to laws, as I said earlier, which are policy, and policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. And then what they do is they say, well, look it, man, look what we can do here. And isn't it interesting, Anthony Scalia, he's not with us anymore. And he's the guy that said the Constitution contains no right to abortion. But yet, as long as everybody loves old Donald Trump, man, everything's good. Again, pay attention to what he's doing, friends, because you are being lied to. And nobody likes being played the fool. Let me tell you that. Well, going back to these big tech companies, friends, sodomy is illegal. Look at your state statute. Abortion is illegal. Look to common sense. And again, yet these big tech companies make themselves the law when silencing, censoring, and banning those who are on the side of law. When you advocate for life, they want you to be demonized, to be polarized. And the only ones doing that, friends, for the most part, is the lying CIA-controlled media. I can tell you that firsthand. Because in public schools, when you show the kids what's going on, they are not for it at all. It's told to the young people in schools, infanticide. They're not telling them that they're dissecting the babies and selling their body parts. They're not telling them they're injecting saltine into their bodies. They're not telling you that they're decapitating babies in the womb and sticking scissors in the back of their neck. You know, I wanted to say this too in parallel to that, because it's important for people to understand. I have pictures in front of me right now of these aborted babies. And it's also interesting to note, there's one baby that was saltined to death in a little open casket. You know where the church is, friends? They're standing around praying for this little baby. You stinking hypocrites. You devils. You devils. You're praying for a baby that's been murdered instead of acting and preventing the crime of abortion. You wait until they're murdered with your consent, with your approbation, through apathy, as an accomplice to their crimes, and you pray after they're murdered. You're the worst of men. You're the worst of men. And rest assured, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And furthermore, if you go to Proverbs 28, the Bible says, if you will not listen to the Lord's law, neither will your prayer be heard, because it's a curse before God. You're the worst of men. Prevention is better than cure. Oh, there's going to be a lot of babies in heaven. And they're going to know who stood up for them and who didn't stand up for them. And I'll tell you what, the Father in heaven, he ain't going to stand for it in any sense of the word. America, you reap what you sow. And soon enough, the voice is going to silence out and judgment commences. Be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What's going to happen here, friends, is it's going to bleed into the message promised the church militants, because I'm already doing it little by little. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting that big tech companies are subversive to American government. They are. Again, sodomy is illegal, abortion is illegal, and yet these big tech companies make themselves out to be the law, using our law against the law. I mean, folks, what are the Muslims that are attempting to infiltrate America to conquer? I mean, I'm talking about groups like Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, that's the acronym, who have declared out of their own mouths that they mean to overthrow the United States as we know it. They have said this. Folks, this is treason committed by these companies, these big tech companies that are giving cover to those who mean to destroy the United States of America. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Folks, are these companies above the law? No way. Does the law apply only to us little peasants? Apparently so. I mean, that's the message that we have seen take place in this country for a long, long time. I mean, if that's not true, what explains the Clintons? What explains the Obamas? What explains 90% of those that you call representatives in the United States government? How many scandals have they been busted in, friends? And yet it all just disappears. Just dissipates into the wind, doesn't it? Yep. Nothing ever happens to them. Nope. What's the message? We're above the law. They're demigods. Hey, folks, again, the law is there to protect the weak from the strong, and we're seeing just the exact opposite today. Yet, when you expose the crimes of those who are coming into America not to assimilate, but rather to conquer somehow or another, and according to these big tech companies, this is a violation to their said terms. What? And those laws are applicable, but not our laws. And then what do? They browbeat and censor the freedom of speech that's in alliance with our laws, which in turn, again, exposes their crimes. They don't want to be uncovered for what they advocate. For some reason or another, folks, they don't understand that life is but a vapor. They don't understand that before they know it, they're going to be facing my daddy, Abba Father. Okay? Hebrews 9:27. And I want to remind you, too, they browbeat and censor because they know that they've already lost the debate. Socrates said, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser. And losers, they are in more ways than one. Let me tell you, losers, something. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. The message is repent to the sincere. What do these big tech companies do? They make up words like Islamophobia, homophobia, so on and so forth. We're talking about the Muslims right now that mean to conquer. And call those opposed to Islam, Islamophobes, right? And it's not Islamophobia. It is common sense to enforce the law against those who have such a long history of doing harm to the innocent. It is common sense to protect ourselves from such a vicious and a violent people. Look to Europe. Another big tech company. Look at Twitter. Look at the filth that they spew out on a daily basis, busy trying to demoralize the people by advocating unlawful content and activity. Then they sit back and shadow ban and censor other people's content because it does not fall into the same filthy, reprobate state as their own. Read Jeremiah 6:30. How telling, friends, how telling, really. And again, how un-American and obviously illegal. And the way they get away with this, friends, and the reason that they get away with this is because the people think that they have a lawful stance to do so. No, they don't. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. Now, I can hear someone say, for sure, Bradley, but Bradley, they have their own platform. By the way, I've heard people tell me this. It's a free market capitalist. Folks, it's somehow those that advocate that Facebook has their own platform and Twitter does and Google and Yahoo and these other big tech companies, that this is free market capitalism. Really? Now, think with me. I mean, after all, they can do what they want to do because it's their platform. Really? Think about this. To use the law against the law and declaring that which is illegal is now somehow illegal because corruption in government said so? By illegally monopolizing, friends, banning, censoring, and adhering to the same policies that are un-American and unconstitutional is somehow a free market and it's capitalism? Hey, folks, there's nothing free about it. Still not convinced? Well, what do you think of the banks today that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the Constitution and federal laws? Whoa, I never thought about that. No, you haven't. This is exactly what big tech companies are doing. And this is what they're doing in the United States of America big time. And by the way, this is why big banks were broken up by Andrew Jackson, because he foreseen what would take place if they were not broken up. What do you think of that? For those that say that Facebook and these big tech companies, they have their own platform, they can do whatever they want. Well, what about what the banks are doing? Because it's exactly what the big tech companies are doing. The banks are now refusing to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the Constitution and federal laws. I mean, folks, we have the right to bear arms, we the people do. Yet banks are now saying we will no longer extend credit to those that have a God-given right to do so. Folks, this is dictatorial, totalitarian, and tyrannical in every single way. Get your discerners on. Open your eyes. And Christ will give you life, Ephesians 5. I mean, what happens when the electrical company comes about and they just say, you know what, they don't agree with what we lawfully say, so what they're going to do is they're going to shut off my electricity and say that they did it lawfully, just like the big tech companies are doing today. Oh, don't forget about your telephone, friends. You can see where this is leading, right? If they don't like my lawful speech, which exposes their conspiratorial alliance, and by the way, this is not theory, this is a fact, you see it happening today. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18, because the covenant of death will be disannulled once again. And it's going to go that far. Yes, it's going to go that far, America, because you're not learning from history. But if they don't like my lawful speech, and they want to call it hate speech now through the revisionists, well, maybe they'll just decide to shut off my service then. I don't have a phone anymore because they don't like what I'm talking about. And by the way, you're under surveillance constantly anyways, right? Isn't that funny how that works? Is that capitalism or tyranny? It's been rightly said that those that mean to rule over you mean to silence you. What's happening today, friends? That's why they're using the Muslims now. That's why, which preceded them, that's why they were using the homosexuals, because they would attack free speech, and it's exactly what they did. Now, the Muslims, to another degree, read Leviticus 26, verse 15 and on. You can see seven times more is coming because the people in this country aren't paying attention to where we're at. Hey, folks, have you ever gone into a mall before and it says this is where you're at on the mall directory? Well, that's what prophecy does. When you read the Word of God and you go to Leviticus 26 or Deuteronomy 28, you can clearly see this is where we're at right now through that mall directory, through the Word of God. Parable. This is where we're at today. It's going to get seven times worse. And guess what's happening? It's getting seven times worse. Again, it's been rightly said that those that mean to rule over you mean to silence you. Is that what's happening today? Of course. Is it lawful what big tech companies are doing? Absolutely not. No. And all of it's being done under the guise of being done legally because big money tech companies and corrupt politicians say so. And you've seen that charade that took place when Ted Cruz was confronting, you know, Zuckerberg and these other corrupt politicians were doing the same things. Folks, they're not going to turn their own in. They're not going to. They're the fox in the chicken coop. They're in it in cahoots. Because why? Because it adds strength to tyranny. It gives the state more control over their opposition, which happens to be their subjects, because the American people don't understand that we do not have an evolutionary view of government, that the state tells us what we can do and what we cannot do because our rights have been given by them. No, that's not true at all. We have a biblical view. Our rights have been given unto us by God, and we delegate authority that God has given unto us unto those that serve we the people. We don't receive privileges from the state, folks. They work for us. They're our employees. We're their employers. And yet America has it completely upside down, and they have this lines between church and state, between government and the people as two separate entities, when nothing could be further from the truth. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. It starts out with we the people. We are the government. And what you see is the extension of what you allow in governments. What happens if Americans let this continue in the direction that it's going? Hey, folks, like I said, let me say this. You can only allow the can to be kicked down the road for so long. When do you think that you're going to run out of road? Excuses. I'm curious. When does that all stop? When is it the right time to stand up and do the right thing? I can tell you, right now. The right time to do the right thing is right now. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Pastor Andrew Brunson, who had been held in Turkey since 2016, accused of helping to plot a coup against a Turkish president, meets with President Trump in the Oval Office.
Could I ask you one question? Who did you vote for? I knew the answer. I knew the answer.
I would like to say I sent in an absentee ballot from prison.
At least 17 dead, nearly 900,000 people in seven states still without power, all because of Michael. Al Caffey is mayor of Mexico Beach, Florida.
75% of our city's not here.
Rescuers still need to get into many of the hardest hit areas. Although 30 million Facebook users had their personal information stolen by hackers last month, Facebook Vice President Guy Rosen says there's no need to change your password. The FBI is investigating the hack, which included things like phone numbers and emails. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Okay, perfect timing. 1-866-582-9933. Make it your show. Had a couple callers during the first hour. Again, if you want to make it your show, please do. Love hearing from you. Talking about how big tech companies are subversive to American government. I'm making it as clear as possible, friends. It's interesting that Jesus used the child as a model of heaven. Common sense. I asked the question during the last segment, what happens if America lets this continue in the direction that it's going? And then I asked you the question, how long before you run out of road excuses? The first president of the United States, George Washington, said that if freedom of speech is taken away, which it is, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. The greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. This is what you're seeing. This is what you've seen for years. And the problem that we're experiencing today is that the American people do not realize that they're the government. Standing down and allowing a people that claim that they know better than we do. You know, and I get this stuff going around in my head. It bubbles up from my heart, and here we go. You know, if you're looking for a people, someone else to deal with it, rest assured they are, and it's not the people that you want dealing with it. Folks, those that you have allowed to deal with it are the problem. I mean, after all, they are the ones that help create the problems, as well as are responsible to continue to give cover to the problems that they have created, because it adds strength to tyranny and it gives the state more control over your lives. You know, they say whatever happens in California, so goes the country. You have an absolute lunatic in that state. He wants control over every single aspect of your life. They want control over your lives, every aspect of your lives. Matter of fact, when I was there, I was talking to a sergeant in the Marines, as a sergeant, as well as a sergeant in the police force there. And I said, we were at a restaurant, and all of a sudden they came up with these straws. By the way, these straws were really cool. They were strong. And I said, did they just pass a law that you had to get rid of a certain type of straw? And he kind of chuckled about it. And I said, do you realize what they're doing, don't you? I mean, you do realize that they want control over your life. And by the way, constitutionally, they are way out of scope of authority. They have no authority over your lives in that fashion. They have no business telling you what kind of straw that you can use. And the reason they're doing that is because if they can get away with it in California, they know that they can get away with it in the rest of the country as well. That's why they're doing it. You're being gauged. I want to say, too, if an average business was to do even an inkling of what these big tech companies have been allowed to do, that business would have been sued within the first month. How come there's no accountability lawfully? How come there's no consequence when it comes to Facebook, Twitter, Google? Why are you under the impression that the administration can do nothing about what's going on here? I mean, maybe we want to talk to the baker that was under attack by the homosexuals and had to go all the way to the Supreme Court when he said he wouldn't bake a cake for the homosexuals. I mean, folks, I can take note of how many precedents that have been set, how many attacks that have been made concerning those that are on the side of the law that have been under attack by the lawless. And for some reason or another, they lose their homes and their businesses, and it has to end up in the Supreme Court before it's justified, which is as rare as hen's teeth. There's a double message going on here, friends. And this double message has been going on for years. You might want to take the time to read Daniel chapter 8 and look at Daniel's prayer. Because it is second to none. And he talks about confusion of faith. And he was repenting for that country. I'm sorry, it's Daniel 9. Forgive me. Daniel 9. Read the whole thing. It'll rock your world, literally. Let me say this one more time, and I'm going to move on. If an average business was to do even an inkling of what these big tech companies have done, that business would have been sued within the first month. Where's the DOJ, friends, concerning lawful consequence on Facebook, Twitter, Google? And by the way, firsthand experience, Twitter is dwindling down my account. They're vetting it. About 100 a day. There's been times where it went down 1,000 per day, which is kind of funny and very telling once again. And Facebook has set me on a second ban 2 weeks apart for the same post from 2014. Not a 3-day ban, but a 30-day ban. And I know attorneys across the country are waiting for that door to open, but I want to tell you, if they were constitutionalists, they would see that door is wide open already. And what they're doing, these big tech companies, is they're hiding behind corrupt politicians who pass laws contrary to who we are as a people that causes us, if we adhere to it, to remain free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. And by the way, Jesus fulfilled that law, right? Just wanted to make sure you understood. Make the distinction between moral and ceremonial law. What are the American people, I ask, doing with the freedom that God has given to you? Again, it's time for Americans to not only resist this tyranny, but lawfully deal with it as well. Because unless you set the precedent and let them know that you're not going to tolerate it, they're going to do it again. Because they'll always get away with whatever you let them get away with. And we have forefathers to look to that followed the Christ. And it's for us, friends, to emulate their example. Read 1 Timothy 6:2. Now, with that said, you know, D.L. Moody said this. This is the church militant. Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you've been through the fire of heaven in your soul? You cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire, D.L. Moody said. He's right. John Wesley, the famous field prophet from England, who was kicked out of the church for exposing the church. Read John 16 when you get a moment. He said that he used to set himself on fire every morning that the world would come watch him burn. That's right. The Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. You know, I not too long ago I had a conversation with a friend about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. And the conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. That means in the flesh. Again, keep in mind, Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not at the scribes or the Pharisees. Christ came in to bring a sword, not peace, Matthew 10:34. And rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed churches attempted to make him look and act just like themselves, impotent, weak, and pathetic. Read Exodus 20, verse 4. Their reflection, the modern-day church has been tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact Christ is just the exact opposite. Read Hebrews 12:2. You know, it never ceases to amaze me that the complete incompetence that I've seen in the professed church in America, it doesn't amaze me. It's not that they're just incompetent. They're guilty of the crime. That's why they don't preach out against it. And, of course, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Read Matthew 23, the whole of it. I had pulled up a little while ago, because I was going to go there, in Matthew 7. And how the Bible tells us in verse 13, enter at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. And Jesus said in verse 14, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Listen to what he said, verse 15. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. He said, you shall know them by their fruits. Then he goes on and says, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruits. Because a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Matthew 7:20. And then he said, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And in verse 23 he said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work lawlessness. You that stand back and don't understanding that the fulfilling of the law is love, and that work that love worketh by faith. I never knew you. Depart from me, you that sit back and do nothing about the lawlessness that you see in play in America today. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the written word. Obedience to it, friends, the storms may come, but that house is going nowhere. That's why Martin Luther could say, here I stand, God help me. He was there all by himself, but he didn't move.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, go check out the brand new T-shirts that Stephanie had made. We're not making the House of Prayer into a den of thieves, but it's a bold statement and has scripture on the front. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check out our My War series from across the United States of America. It was also aired it was aired for 42 weeks across the country. We also aired it in Minneapolis, St. Paul for 8 weeks. So we are doing what we can do on television, friends. We're taking our message to the world. That's where the message needs to be brought. Is it not ridiculous? I mean, when you see these people in the professed church jumping from church to church, and you see all these altar athletes, they get saved every week, they repent every week, and then they get saved again. I mean, folks, or what you see them doing is you see them going to the same churches in circuit, and you see them teaching, for example, in a parable, a metaphor, it's like they're going to Mexico to teach them Spanish all over again. I mean, they're if I say pigs, of course, you know, I mean, that's the analogy. They're like a bunch of overfed animals that do nothing with the information that's given unto them. And I bring that up because of what George Whitefield said, who, by the way, used to preach to colleges during the Revolution. And by the way, for those that did not know, Ben Franklin was one of his greatest supporters. But he said, man left to himself is half beast and half devil. He's exactly right. Moving on to stick to the topic here. I was just highlighting the fact in Matthew 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Then it talks about how the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house. Scripture tells us it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock, the revelation of Jesus Christ. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and again it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. Right? You can also lay this out as a democracy versus a republic. But the supposition is that God is, right? And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, so you can make distinction from what you see today and who he was incarnate, because he's still alive forevermore. But it said, it came to pass that when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Let's say it this way, of my big brother, with all reverence. We're talking about a bad boy here. And again, they referenced him, and he's likened unto the lion of the tribe of Judah, a man of war. Right? He's also the prince of peace. And we also know peacemakers, right? They enforce the law. That's why you see on the side of police officers' cars, peace officers. Yeah, they're there to enforce the law to keep the peace. That's right. And so is the church. Folks, how do we reconcile the present church with the men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? I mean, listen to some of these quotes. This is a guy by the name of John G. Lake. He said, Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Is that what you're seeing today? Nope. Hey, folks, if you do a little homework on, because there's nothing modern that I study in the sense of what I would want to emulate. If you look at the likes of John G. Lake, you look at Smith Wigglesworth, you look at Charles Spurgeon, you look at William and Catherine Booth, you look at John Knox, you look at John Wesley, you look at George Whitefield. We call them the generals of God. I'll tell you what, these were not the type of people the enemies wanted to play with, and they knew not to play with them, because touch not mine anointed came into play. Now today, what do you see? You see the church capitulating. Read Psalm 78 when you get a moment, in contrast. But let's go on here. I mean, friends, the life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it is a lifelong contest. Oh, it is. You're always looking for that break. I know Jesus said, those that are heavy laden, come unto me and I will give you rest. Yep, I understand that. That's trust, right? To understand that. You know, it was said that Paul said that he was content in the book of Philippians. And I remember reading a commentary on John Wesley. He said that he needs to learn to be content because he still hasn't learned that lesson yet. Yep, I get it. I got my hand raised. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Or what about George Whitefield? He said, the riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Folks, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. Yep, we see that. The Christian life is no picnic or excursion, said Ian Bounds. It's not entertainment or pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. Read Acts 14:22. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, it says. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is a spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. And from the moment that they draw their spiritual swords, friends, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. Is it true? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know of the character of the conflict and it demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life. Hey, folks, there's no crown without the cross. Matthew 7:13, they scarcely seem to realize the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march, every step, by the way, and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelation 12:17. I want to say this real quick. Being in ministry now for 20 years, well, it's probably 22 years now that I think about it, how contrast it runs in the face of the modern-day professors. And, of course, their message is completely unscriptural, and it's completely backwards. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. You can't find it in Scripture. And maybe we want to look to the 11 martyrs and the Christ who was crucified as a propitiation of the sins of the world so we can understand what's in front of us. Or maybe we can look to Jesus after his resurrection in the book of John, chapter 20, where he put his hands out and he showed the disciples and his feet, the holes in his hands and his feet, and he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Or what about when he was talking to Peter, and he said to Peter, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. King James, friends. He said, but when you're old, another will gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. How many people today are in the pulpits that have no business being there? Because they're there at the will of the flesh, not the will of the Spirit. They put themselves there. They want to be there. Well, let me tell you something. The man that is ordained by God is the man that says he doesn't want to be there, but he'll do it anyways. Because he doesn't want to disappoint the God that gave him the power to do his will for his glory. Mariah Woodworth Edder said that those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. She's exactly right. Those that don't want to be in the pulpit are called of God. Amen. Amen. It is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it, 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity today. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the very beginning to the very end. Look to Christ. How many people profess that they're Christians and they know nothing of warfare? They know nothing of trials and tribulations? Hey, folks, when the Holy Ghost is on the scene, there's going to be a warfare. You're not going to get around it. You're not going to get around it. Yeah, but keep in mind, Jesus said that in this world, there is going to be warfare. But in me, you're going to have peace. And that's peace between you and God through the bearing of your cross, right? Folks, I usually end every show with, we have to get busy. We do. We are busy. And by the way, if you'd like to have us, we're out about 3 months. If you'd like to have us into your community to shake, rattle, and roll, to set fires. Holy Ghost fires, friends. 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to book us. 1-866-233-0747. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.